880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, like the guy that does the introduction says, this is Jim Freed, and welcome to the 200th episode of Freed on Business. Oh my gosh, Mrs. Freed. Mrs. Freed is bringing in all the goodies, all the birthday candles, all the birthday. Oh, my gosh. Congratulations on the 200th anniversary. You have my favorite goodies, too, the heart-shaped donuts. Oh, my gosh. I'm so thrilled. Well, listen, we have got a great show. That's the first surprise of many we're going to have for everybody. We're going to have, in our first half hour, we're going to do all real estate all the time. We're going to have John Crossman. He's a CCIM and president of the Crossman & Company, founded in the 1990. They manage a whole bunch of public shopping centers. If you got a retail center, this is the guy to lease it for you. Then we're going to have Gil Deezer on. We're going to have Gil on at the same time as John. Gil's going to be talking about all of the condo market boom that's going on here in Miami. Then we're going to have Charlie Topino on. Charlie's president of Oak Pass Capital Management out of Los Angeles. Charlie grew up here in the Keys, and he went out there and became a success with big firms such as Secured Capital. Charlie, you'll be talking to us, telling us what the difference between back in the day and the last real estate cycle was, what's going on today, what we can expect tomorrow. We're going to shake up Charlie, we're going to shake up John, and we're going to shake up Gil. We're going to see what comes out. It's going to be an absolutely awesome real estate segment. We're going to have our U Health segment later on in the show. We're going to have Dr. Claudia Martinez. We're going to talk about women's heart issues. Then at the end of the show, I'm going to talk about the guests that I've had that have really made an impact, the segments that we've had that have really made an impact. We're going to talk about some of the events that we've been a part of that have really had an impact, but we're going to have an impact today. We'll be right back after this with John Crossman, Gil Deezer, and Charlie Topino. Juan, take us out. All right, we're going to start off the 200th edition of Freed on Business talking about my favorite sponsor, Warren Henry. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Thank you, Warren Henry, from Jim Freed on episode 200.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freed on Business radio show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. Is your business being affected by the recession and slow rebounding economy? Are you dealing with cash flow issues? Are you being harassed by collectors or attorneys threatening to sue you over unpaid bills? We can help keep you out of court. I talk to business owners every day that are good people with great products and services. They just need a solution on how to deal with their overburdened corporate debt situation. Like the pharmacy that owed $350,000 to a supplier, which we negotiated down to $150,000, paid out over 48 months. Or the company that owed $600,000 in workers' compensation premiums that we successfully restructured to $250,000 with extended terms. These are real stories of actual True North Financial clients. Call True North Financial today for your free consultation. We can help stop business headaches. Call 800-416-2072. That's 800-416-2072. 800-416-2072. Or visit us online at truenorthhelp.com. 800-416-2072 or truenorthhelp.com today.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and like the guy on the lead-in says, this is Jim Freed, and we got a call on line 1-1. Who you got? Put it up.
Doug.
Is this Mr. Jim Freed?
Yes, it is. Is this who's this?
It's a shame you aren't more excited about your anniversary. You got to turn up the energy. This is Doug Bartel from Florida Blue.
Oh, hey, Doug, thank you. We really appreciate you and Florida Blue helping us there and being a big sponsor. We appreciate it. Yeah, I got a little bit of an energy problem, so I think that if we need to, if anybody wants to do some clean energy, just come in and can plug into me right here, bang, and they're on there.
Well, I join a lot of people in South Florida, far more than just in the real estate sector, in the health sector, in business, in law. We say congratulations. Here's to 200 and 200 more. We are very excited for you and truly appreciate what you are doing to build the South Florida economy. So thank you.
Oh, Doug, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I look forward to seeing you soon. We'll get you on again real soon. But thank you so much for the high five. Doug Bartel from Florida Blue, one of the true social movers and shakers here in town for small business and large business. Doug, high five. Thanks for calling, buddy.
Happy 200, buddy. Take care.
You got it. Thank you again, Doug Bartel from Florida Blue. Okay, we got Charlie Topino out there.
Yeah, hey, how you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, Charlie. Welcome to the show. We got John Crossman out there.
I'm here with you.
All right. Well, listen, let's talk some real estate. I know Gil is stuck in the traffic jam that they were talking about. Thankfully, he's not driving north on 95. But if you are, stick with us. We're going to have some great talk here on Show 200. Now, we've got two guys here right now and a third guy coming that are all, second-generation real estate folks. Charlie, tell us a little bit about your experiences in commercial real estate here in South Florida.
Well, I grew up in a construction real estate family who was in the hotel and road building in the Florida Keys, as well as in the hotel business in Key West, as well as in Miami and Fort Lauderdale.
Wow. And then you went to UF, got religion, moved out to L.A. full-time, went to work for the Drexel desk. And was that with Milliken?
Yeah, we worked on the high-yield trading desk, but we ran the commercial trading area. So we were providing debt financing and buying secondary commercial mortgages around the country.
And you turned that into your own shop, which evolved into Secured Capital, which is one of the biggest.
Yeah, you know, Drexel went out of business in 1990, and the majority of the trading desk rolled out of there and started a company called Secured Capital, which became was a real estate investment bank with a lot of capital markets experience. It's one of the few real estate brokerage companies out there that really came from a debt perspective. And then that company really dominated in the early 90s when real estate was a bad word. We were the largest advisor to the RTC, selling distressed real estate for the government. And then we ended up rolling that company into a full-fledged investment bank with equity expertise, capital markets and debt expertise, and equity raising capabilities. In 2006, we merged that company with our biggest competitor, which was Eastdale, and that company now is Eastdale Secured, which is number one, number two investment bank in the country and selling institutional assets and arranging financing.
Now, Charlie, I want to hear John's background, and then I want to hear from you again. What's different this time than last time? John, go. What's your background in commercial real estate?
Well, real quick, you know, first off, you talk about we're actually first generation. My dad was a pastor and a civil rights leader. But it relates, though, because he was really good at community and in shopping.
Well, that's why you're a preacher for real estate.
That's right. Well, I'm a devout capitalist, though. I want you to know that. But it relates because shopping centers are about community, about connecting people, and that's a big thing that we do. And I'm originally from Broward. I was born in Fort Lauderdale, went to high school in West Palm Beach. And
awesome.
Yeah, and we have shopping centers all throughout the Southeast and a lot, about 24 in South Florida.
Oh, okay. Now, Charlie, tell us a little bit about what was different the last last time than this time, but real quick, we've got somebody holding on the phone. Juan, did you want to pipe somebody through? All right, sure, who's Larry on Zinn. The phone there?
Jimbo, it's Larry Zinn.
Larry Zinn!
Congratulate you on your 200th show.
Oh, awesome, Larry. Thank you so much. We can't do it without you. You're our favorite sponsor, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Jim. Always enjoy listening to you, and I just wanted to call in and say hello and let you know that we're all so proud of you.
Oh, listen, Larry, thank you so much. I'm going to be up there with Johnny and Vivian. We're going to come talk to you. We're going to power down with the Infinities. We love you guys. You're the best.
All right, Jim. I'll catch you soon.
Thank you. High five. Thanks for calling, Larry. Now we got Charlie back on the line, Juan. Okay, yeah. Charlie, now it's now the reset. We're in this real estate recovery. What was different in the rollout, and what's some of the opportunities that you're seeing? And I guess that's what you're positioning your firm for.
Yeah, you know, there's definitely a lot of big differences between the 1990 recession and the 2007-08 crisis that we're going through. Number one, the main driver of the differential is political and government, philosophy. You know, the philosophy in the early 90s was we have all these non-performing loans on the bank's books. It's killing their banks. They're unable to go out and make new loans. We need to transfer those assets out of the banks and back into the private sector. The 2007-2008 Obama regime is more of hold the assets. Let the economy recover. Let's artificially keep interest rates down. And if you kind of look at the two, you know, back in the early 90s, the other thing that would be different, number one, the political philosophies and how we deal with it from a political perspective was different. Also, the size. You know, the recent crisis or real estate crash or recession we went through was a $900 billion problem. It was a $300 billion problem in the early 90s, if you were to inflation adjust it, they were pretty similar in size, but I would say people think this recession was much deeper and broader than just real estate. And then the other thing that was significantly different is back in the early 90s, interest rates were 7-8%, and today in the recession that we went into, we had a much lower interest rate environment. So those are kind of the biggest difference. I think from a political perspective, there really was not the thought that we should transfer these assets back to the private sector, back to the entrepreneurs. We'll just let these assets work themselves out as the economy recovers.
Now, Charlie, we've been joined by Gil Deeser. Gil's here. Gil, welcome back.
How are you? Thank you.
Now, Gil, Charlie's been talking about the differences that have occurred in this market recession versus the last one. I know that there has been no real recession in Sunny Isles. Tell us a little bit about what you see in the condo market moving forward and what the impact is that you're seeing here, because I know that you've been having some great success at the Porsche.
Well, at the Porsche Design Tower, we've been doing tremendous amounts of sales. We're over 70 units sold out of 132. Which is sounds like a little, but it's really not that many when your average price is $6 million each. So we're kind of in our own microcosm.
Is that like $420 million in gross sales you just told me?
Close to there, yeah. We're getting there. Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. It's a good thing you're sitting across from the table, or you'd have to poke me in the eye. Charlie? Charlie, was Charlie talking to us back there?
Yeah, I'm here. The phone's ringing here. I was wondering if we lost John.
No, John's here, too. We've got John. Okay. We've got John. John was going to talk to us in 1 second about what he sees in the retail market that's different this time than when Scotty and I were working on it 20 years ago. Now, what do you see that's different?
Well, I think that a couple of things. First off, and I agree with everything that's already been said, but, you know, it's funny. The bottom for us was really 2010. And when we look at it, like 2011 was a year that, like, the brokerage business came back, capital markets came back. And then last year was really the return of leasing. We had a lease agent that signed 70 leases last year. I mean, that's a big time year. I think the thing with this year is going to be the return of development. And it's not going to come back in a big way, but it is going to come back somewhat. We've already started seeing that.
Now, Charlie, are you investing in like these deals that would be new development deals? Are you investing in opportunity deals? What are you guys doing right now?
Yeah, we're investing in existing income producing properties. We're looking for, we think the fundamentals are still relatively weak. I do agree that retail and consumer demand's back, and the consumers figure it out how to live within their budgets, and they're back, and they're buying, and their retail demand is definitely up. By the way, if you were to look at the different asset classes out there, apartments are back to 110% pricing wise. If you were to look at just U.S. Multifamily is back to 110% of peak pricing. Malls are about 108%. This is if you were to look at Green Street's REIT advisory reports. Malls are back 108% of peak pricing. And if you were to look at strip malls, they're about 98% of peak pricing. So, I think from what John was talking about, I think the consumer's back, the demand's there, there are leases. Retailers are definitely looking to grow, but very carefully about occupancy costs. So rents are still softer. But there definitely is a sense you need to continue to be growing. We're looking, Oak Pass Capital is looking to higher yielding investment opportunities and commercial investment opportunities. And to be active in that field, you basically need to be a little bit more nimble, and you need to geographically cover. We cover the country, and the way that we try to cover the country is to have good local relationships with local regional guys in each one of those markets. And when we see an opportunity, we leverage off of those local market experts to come in and JV with us. For instance, the Continental Companies, which is a relatively large owner-operator in Florida, when we're down in South Florida, they would be somebody that we would tend to lean on to really understand the asset and make sure that we're pricing it correctly. And today it's hard. It's very, you can't buy things cheap. You have to figure out how to buy something where you're paying up for it. Therefore, you know how to create some value when you buy that asset.
Charlie, I got to go to break. We'll be right back after this short break. Hold it right there. It's good stuff. We're going to be right back with my real estate guy triumvirate here, and then we'll have a little bit of women's health on heart, and then I'll be talking about the favorite parts of the 200 shows. We'll be right back after this short. Juan, is somebody holding for us real quick? We'll be right back after this short break. Juan, take me out. Keep me straight. Back after this.
Everybody, this is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected us all. For many small businesses, the reminder is the constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people. They just need a reset of their credit situation. There are a few options today for the small business person faced with credit issues. True North Financial knows these options and can help you decide which course is best for you. True North Financial is here to give you a seat at the table with your creditors. True North Financial will give you a free credit analysis to see if you meet the criteria for our services. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website, www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We've been having a great time. You can tell because we got Gil Deezer there cracking up still from the break. Now, Gil, we were talking with Charlie Tapino. Charlie was talking about the things that were different than the last cycle. He was talking about how he likes to partner with good, strong operating partners in the field. I know that you're a good, strong operating partner here in the condo business. What are you seeing from a condo operation standpoint? I know that you continue to expand your empire in Sunny Isles, but you have a global tentacles. You get market information from all over. What's going on, Gil?
Well, I mean, the market is just going crazy. It's not just Sunny Isles. It's every place else. You see these buildings going on down in South Beach, this new Faena project and the new addition project selling at $2,500 a square foot on rehab buildings. You know, these are not even new construction. And they're getting it. I mean, they're getting it, like I said, in small quantities, 25 units and that kind of stuff. But people are buying. So, I mean, the market is back, and then that therefore goes and stirs the retail. Every time I sell a condo, they got to buy furniture. They got to go to Bed Bath & Beyond. They got to go buy, you know, everything you need to furnish that condo. And so it's just but it's becoming, if you start to realize it, that the real estate sales and construction is a major part of the South Florida economy because it brings in buyers who then go spend, specifically the South Americans who come in to go shopping because they can buy things here that they can't get in their own country. And then, more importantly, they finish out these apartments, which after buying any apartment, they can spend anywhere between, at the low end, $20,000 to the high end, hundreds and hundreds of thousands, well, if not millions.
We're seeing all these out of state, out of country retailers like Artifacto, I know, is
he's a good friend of ours. And I've sold with Paolo from Artifacto. We did over 250 furnished apartments at my Trump Towers during the crisis.
Wow.
Yeah, he is a very strong guy with great product, and they were able to put the units and fully furnish the units for us before we sold them, and we sold them fully furnished.
Well, I think I need to get you and Artifacto on the show so I can see this dynamic of success.
You have to get some caipirinhas in there too, because he's too much fun.
All right, well, we're going to get some of whatever that was that you said. Now, John was nodding his head vigorously, which you can obviously see on radio when Gil was talking about the condo impact on the retail market. What are you seeing in the South Florida retail market, especially, I guess, in durable goods, John?
Yeah, well, can I say something real quick?
Yeah, you can say it.
Well, a couple of years ago, I was at a thing in Philadelphia with all these senior retail people, retailers and real estate executives, and this group brought in this Harvard professor. I'm not naming it, a Harvard professor, and they said they wanted him to lead a conversation about how retail had led revitalization of downtown areas across the country. And the rest of us in the room fried that guy like bacon. It was just ridiculous because retail follows. To Gil's point, like when he's going, like if you want to understand retail, you got to follow the residential first. If residential is growing, tourism is growing, retail follows that. So that's just key to know. That's why I was nodding my head, because I think like with Gil's spot on, and that's what you look at. It's not the reverse. You can't push
retail.
Yeah,
we're sort of trying to see Wynwood coming with fits and starts. There they've got a little retail, but it's not really going to start happening until residential happens. Charlie, what are you guys seeing in retail, specifically opportunities and acquisitions?
Last year we ended up doing eight transactions. They were smaller. We've been trying to keep it under the radar screen, and five of the eight were – retail investments, and they either went from strip centers or grocery anchored to ground floor retail at a great intersection. And what we've seen is, number one, strip retail got way over levered. So you could still have decent occupancies, but the occupancy costs were killing the retailers. You had to go in and you had to basically work them down, you know, get the rents back in line where their sales were. But we've seen a lot of opportunities in the strip, grocery anchored, ground floor, mixed use projects. And I don't know whether I'm going to see the same flow that we saw last year, but retail has been very good from the standpoint of buying over levered properties and doing a little bit of a cleanup and leasing and creating a good return and then going out and financing it.
Well, one of the things that I've seen in looking at the potential retail acquisition opportunities, and you look at things like Publix. Publix is something that John is very familiar with. And a lot of the ownership of these Publix centers, it's still a bunch of mom and pops. I mean, John, what do you see? Is that true?
The ownership of shopping centers?
Yeah.
Well, what's funny is the biggest trend in retail in the capital markets right now is Publix is now the number one buyer of Publix anchored centers.
Yeah, I know that. That's put a lot of my buddies out of business, actually.
Maybe
but it's made some good business for other buddies.
It's made for good for some other people who work with them, and they're a great company, great buyer. But one of the things about them is that when Publix owns the center, typically their CAM is less. They do a more efficient job of maintaining the property. And so to shop tenants, the rents are better. So that's maybe the CAM is better for them, and so the total rent is a little bit lower. So that's a big deal.
Now, Charlie was talking a little bit about ground floor retail. I know, Gil, most of your ground floor is resort, but it is retail. How's that doing for you?
Well, I mean, in New York and Manhattan, we own over 30 buildings in New York City where we have ground floor retail. Right now, we're in New York City, not Miami, but we're 99.7% occupied, so we're doing pretty well. The ground floor is totally occupied, and then the offices above are just we have here and there a few vacancies. But, I mean, the hotel business in general, this is the month of the year. February is the month. Everybody thinks it's Christmas and all the holidays and stuff like that. We got Boat Show. We got the Ericsson. We got all kinds of events going on here in Miami this month. And so the hotels are doing well, and therefore we're bringing in customers. And Bell Harbor Shops is popping, based on our location. And that's good for everybody. As long as the customers are there and they're spending money, very happy.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, John.
A tourist spends five times as much as a normal person.
Absolutely. Well, especially the South American tourists.
Yeah, that's
especially
right.
The guy that was sitting in front of me at the Heat game. My God, those guys are covered.
Well, no, not just that, but if you get on a plane going to South America, you will see that these people bring back with them everything from car tires to power tools to things that you're just not easily accessible over there.
Jump in.
Just to add on top of that, when you're a retailer, one of the things you looked at is the return on sales. So, like, if you're a department store, you buy a tie, you don't like it, take it back. So the sale doesn't count.
Right.
So department stores want to ask less than 10% return on sales. In markets like the one you're talking in South Florida, sometimes they'll ask less than 5% return on sales because when they go back from when they came, they can't return it. So it's a big profit impact.
And here's the new shtick that they're doing. They're going online, and they're buying stuff on Amazon and on all these web retailers.
Picking it up here.
And having it delivered to the hotel. By the time they arrive, there's like 10, 20 boxes sitting there waiting for them at the hotel at the concierge.
Sounds like I want to buy some distribution stuff out by the airport. But I guess that's what you're looking at, Charlie. Now, Charlie, we've only got a minute or two left. So leave us with a final thought, maybe on hotels. What do you think about hotels?
Going back to that Green Street report, hotels have probably recovered the least. I think hotels are great. Hotels are phenomenal, and what kills the hotel business is new supply, and I think money coming back to developing new hotels is going to be limited. New York City has quite a bit of new development going on. San Francisco will be, but for the most part, I think the U.S. is going to stay, is going to have a limited amount of new supply, and I think you'll see occupancy growth because of that, which will result in ADR growth. So I think that's a good sector to focus on, but it is an operating business. It's not a passive business, so you need to know what you're doing.
Okay, Charlie, John, we only have like a minute or two left. What's a final thought on the status of the retail market right now?
It's coming back. It's coming back. It's coming back slowly and surely, but it's coming back. And I would think, look for the great strong retailers to keep being strong. And customer service is king.
Well, and like I said, now we've got about a minute left, Gil. The condo business, super luxe condo business, it sounds like it's popping there.
It's popping, and I wish it was coming back slowly and surely, but it's coming. There's a little bit too much too fast that I feel right now. Hmm. There's these projects that were never meant to be done in the first place. They didn't make it in the last go around. Now they're trying to be reinvented, and then there's these developers who are asking for 50% and 70% deposits who have never built anything before. And that kind of scares me a bit. And that scares me about where this is going, the ability for those people to complete, the ability for these South American countries to continue to pull the money out of the country in the way that they are now doing. because that can stop at any moment. Now you have a half-built building with no construction loan. What happens?
Oh, you hold that thought. You hold that thought too, people out there, because Gil's coming back in 3 or 4 weeks. We're going to talk about that.
Okay.
All right. This is Jim Fried. We're celebrating a dish. This is Jim Fried. We have episode 200. We've had lots of people calling in, lots of great guests. We're going to have You Health up next. Stick with us. Women's Hearts, Women's Heart Health. And then at the end of the half hour, I'm going to talk about my top segments, my top guests. Of course, the three here that we had on today. Thank you to Charlie Tapino for calling in from way out there on the left coast. We'll be back after this short break. You can bring it on, Juan. All right. I'm rocking with you too. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. Gil Deezer knows that. John Crossman knows that. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, nay, they know that too. You know, Land Rover, Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, those guys know about customer service, and that's why they always give you, their customer, more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned legacy cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are You Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at youhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
Hey everybody, this is John Mahoney with socialmedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Good evening. We are dealing with very heavy delays out of Broward County due to a crash on 95 northbound after Atlantic Boulevard. Three lanes are closed. You can take the Florida Turnpike or 441 as your alternates. Also still dealing with stop-and-go traffic on 95 northbound due to an earlier accident at 595. Everything now off to the shoulder. Miami-Dade, an accident slowing you down on the Dolphin Expressway westbound and northwest 37th Avenue. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
I don't know about that. Hey, this is Jim Freed. I got Gil Deezer asking me big money questions in here that I can't really answer while I'm getting the cut in there. Juan, thank you so much. Juan, who do we got holding out there?
Dr. Claudia Martinez.
All right, let's put her on. Dr. Martinez, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. But I got a wife that's had like a prolapse valve thing, so I know women's heart health is real important at my house. How about at your house?
Always.
All right, now tell me what we got to know. What's different about my wife's heart than my heart?
So we all have a heart.
Wait. Some people I know don't.
Nevertheless, there are some difference. First of all, is the age when heart disease presents in women versus men. So that's, I think, the first difference. Heart disease in women, when we talk about heart attacks or heart disease secondary to changes in the environment, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, all of those things affect more women when they reach menopause.
Okay.
Versus men who tend to have heart disease earlier, like in their 50s, late 40s and their 50s. Women tend to have that later. Now, once a woman acquires heart disease, the way that it manifests the heart problems are very different than men. Men usually complain of typical chest discomfort, pressure. In women, it can manifest in many ways, sometimes like shortness of breath, overall fatigue, some things that are not specifically for the heart. That is our biggest concern, because since we're only used to hear men complaining of chest pain, then we don't pay that much attention to women who may be complaining of other things or other pains in other areas or shortness of breath.
Yeah. Now, I'm sorry to interrupt, but one of the things that I've noticed, I had a friend who had massive heart attack, and he never had a numb arm. He never had a numb leg. He had a toothache.
Exactly. Neck pain, mouth pain is very typical of the heart.
Is that the same for women?
Women manifest neck pain as well.
Okay.
So if you think heart is in the chest, but suddenly you're having tooth or jaw pain, and that's very specific.
Okay.
For the heart, actually.
Well, because whenever my wife tells me I'm being a pain in the neck, now I'm going to have to take her more seriously.
Exactly.
Okay.
So nowadays, with all the risk factors, they were all exposed with work, stress, sometimes not enough exercise. Women are having more heart conditions than in the past.
Well, also, there are more women smokers now, right?
Unfortunately.
No.
Smoking is the number one cause of heart attack and a stroke.
You would think they'd get the message.
unfortunately, despite that, young women are the ones that smoke. They think that they will not have a heart attack because they're women or young. But no, we have 20-year-old ladies that come in with massive heart attacks.
Oh, my
well.
God. Now, what is there that you can do that would be a diagnostic that somebody could start getting involved with, a lady that maybe is a little high risk? She's hitting into menopause. She's been a heavy smoker. Maybe she took some birth control pills back in the day. I don't know. I'm not a lady. I don't exactly know all the risk factors. But what are the risk factors, and what can they do? And do you have something new that's screening that can help out there at U Health?
Correct. So first of all is the history. If there's anybody, no matter the age of the woman, that somebody in her family has any heart condition, specifically brothers or sisters, and parents, mom and dad, if that history exists of heart condition in any of the first-degree family members, that's the first alert. That person has to be screened. And when I say screen, means that the cholesterol has to be checked every year. Make sure that it's in the appropriate levels. The person has to be active, doing regular exercise. And if at any point that the woman discovers that she's not able to do much exercise, then that is an alert. Because a young woman that is limited, it's usually a manifestation of there is a problem. Now, so I said cholesterol, blood pressure. Everybody should have the blood pressure checked by their primary cares. So identifying all of these minor risk factors, cholesterol, cigarette smoking, sedentary life, the high blood pressure, are some of the things that we can screen and help prevent heart disease.
Now, do a lot of people come in for screening, or is it a problem even getting them in through the door, and how can we improve that?
Well, unfortunately, one comes to see the doctor only when suffers a major event, either in a close person or a friend or something that scared the patient to come in. Otherwise, it's really very difficult to get somebody healthy just to come in to get checked.
Oh, you're 100% right, because I got my nuclear stress test 3 months after my buddy that was a couple years older than me had the massive heart attack we talked about.
Correct. So those are mostly the driving forces, and what we're trying to promote is that everybody once a year should have at least cholesterol check, blood pressure check, keep the weight under control, and be active.
Yeah,
so those are the things. And no smoking.
Yeah, I get a once a year annual physical. They check my cholesterol. I'm right at the break point, but I got a lot of high good cholesterol, so I guess they let me slide a little bit. And then I know that my wife makes sure that I have olive oil all at every meal, and also fish oil pills. She takes it. If I'm healthy, it's her. She's the reason.
Exactly. Well, it happens, and the most important thing is that if she's doing that for you. The important thing is that she's also doing it for herself.
Hold on. Let me ask her. Hold on. Yes. Honey, do you buy fish oil pills for yourself? Yes, she does. Okay, she does. Special ones for ladies, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. She does. She got some special things. She's what is it? Food-based. What? Yeah, food-based, not a chemical. She does. So right. She's all over that one. I got her. She passes that test.
Good. And basically, there are other conditions that in women that are more common, like you mentioned, a prolapse, you said?
Yeah, she has a prolapse, exactly.
Prolapse. Uh-huh. It seems to be more common in women. Nevertheless, most of the time, they are benign findings. But if one, if a woman has a physical exam and someone hears a heart murmur, then that is a trigger to get an ultrasound of the heart to make sure that there's no valvular heart disease, like what you're mentioning, that prolapse is a problem of a valve of the heart, which most of the time one is born with. So those are the things that also need to be checked, because they're very common in women, that they are checked once one hears a heart murmur on a regular physical exam. So the message is for women, throughout the years, it was typical that the woman would only go to the gynecologist, and that was the main doctor. Now, we have to remember the gynecologists take care of women's issues, but not of the heart.
Now, I'm sorry, go ahead, Doc.
Yes, and that's where the focus has to be, that everybody has a heart, and it continues to be one of the major causes of morbidity and mortality, and one has to check it. And not only going to a gynecologist means that they already get checked. They also need to take care of the heart by a primary care to begin with. And if a problem is detected, then with a cardiologist.
Now, we've only got a minute left, and it's important that if people don't have a cardiologist or a PC, a primary care physician, that they at least know who they can call if they think that they've got something going on and need to get checked. And that's you, Doc. How do they find you?
So, can everybody write?
No, the Jets fans can't, but we'll go slow for them.
At the University of Miami, you can reach us at 305-243-2699. And that's our cardiology office. And basically, we can direct you where, who, when, how we can help.
Doctor, thank you so much for coming on. We had a good time, but it's a tough topic, and we needed to add a little spice in. But I can't tell you how much I appreciated it. For no other reason, you gave me comfort that my wife is doing the right things, and I hope everybody else's is out there as well.
Congratulations, and thank you.
Oh, thank you so much. Okay. We'll be right back after this short break. I'm going to thank a bunch of people. We have a couple of call-ins holding, and, golly, it's the last segment in my 200th show. Stick with us. It's going to be magical. After this, we're back. All right. We've got Gil Deezer stirring it up here in the studio. Gil, say something. Huh? Make him live, Juan. You're live.
I'm live. How you doing, everybody?
All right. Now get out of here, Gil. You can go.
All right.
But I want you back in a couple of weeks to talk about the condo thing, man.
Okay, really?
You're going to come back?
Absolutely.
All right. Gil's going to be back. Gil's going to be back, and hopefully you will be too. And I want to remind you that when you're looking for a car to buy or lease, you always want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always our friends at Warren Henry.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System. South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
This is Rob Denton, President and CEO of True North Financial. America is stuck in a once-in-a-lifetime recession. It's affected all of us. For many small businesses, the reminder is constant phone calls from creditors and collection agencies. I talk to business owners all the time that are good people that just need a reset of their credit situation. Vendors, banks, leasing companies all want to get paid. True North Financial will help you reorganize your debt picture so you can get back to the business of doing business. We're fact-based and proactive. You deserve a professional who knows how to help you navigate these trying times. For more information, call me at 954-379-4738 or go to our website at www.truenorthfinancial.net. Let True North Financial start helping you today.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we've got the final segment of Show 200 on. Juan, we got anybody out there holding on the phone? All right, great. Then what I want to do is I'm going to take everybody back to the beginning. They always ask me, how did I get started? I got started because an old friend, Ron Mann, invited me on his show, and he said, Jim, just come on and talk real estate. It was the time of the condo crisis. There were all the cranes. Everybody was all nervous. And he starts out by asking me, Jim Freed, what do you want to talk about? What's going on with the condos? And I go, which one of the exploding cigars do you want to talk about? Well, George Guevara, the station manager, and Tony Calatayuda, or Calati, or...
Calatayud.
Thank you very much. He'll kill me and keep me off next week. I can never get that right. He just has to call me Mr. Fried. They came running up to me and said, Jim, you got to be on the radio. I said, you got to be kidding me. But they said yes. And so I want to thank some of the important people. Every week we end the show with thank yous. We're going to do it sort of in the middle here because I'm going to tell everybody the important people that keep this show rolling. Of course, number one is my wife, Vivian, who keeps me straight and narrow. But the person that makes sure that I get the real estate knowledge and access to the market that I need is Ezra Katz. I want to thank Ezra Katz for everything he does to make the show go and to make me help me be who I am in the real estate industry. I want to thank Matt Gold, my sidekick for 6 months. I want to thank Blanca Stella Mejia, who introduced me to Johnny in social media. And let's talk about social media for a minute. The webpage is smoking hot thanks to Mike Alcantara and Alcantara Media, and he's going to kill me when he hears me because I always butcher his name. But we've come up with a lot of social media friends. They've been terrific. Guys like Brewster Keller helping me out. Alex D.C. helping me out. Everybody is out there. Villalobos helping us out. Juan Gill's been helping us out from the beginning. Juan keeps us going. Johnny Mahoney, Social Media 305. A. Richard Marks, our national, that's right, national sales rep. Lolly Green MSW, you heard Larry's in call in. You wonder how we get all of these fabulous UHealth guests. It's because of our good friend Pascal Goldschmidt and what he's been doing at UHealth. Victor Franks, always a great, great guy. Penny Schaefer, we want to thank you. Doug Bartel, her sidekick called earlier. O.J. Watley, the Watch King. Brian Gale, love Brian Gale, and he has some of my favorite segments. He's got those gator things all the time that he does. Rick Lassiter helped us out. My wife and I went to Jimmy Buffett at the BB&T Center. Rick Lassiter, thank you so much. Matt Gold is on the line. He must have had his ears burning. Matt Gold, what's happening, dude?
Jim, the show is fantastic. I can't stop listening.
Ah, you're the best, Matt. I love you, man. When are you going to come back and do me a guest spot here, a reprieve here? Come on, you got to come back at least for one show, dude.
Anytime you want, I'm always happy to do it.
All right, well, we're going to have Juan schedule it real soon here. I'm going out of town for a couple of weeks, but when I come back, we'll get you on, and we're going to have an old-time reunion. Thank you so much for calling, Matt.
All right, be well. Good luck and congratulations.
Thank you. High five to Matt Gold. Hey, some of the really cool things that have happened because I've had a radio show, I got to meet Coach Don Shula and spend 10 minutes with him. And then we got Dave Shula on talking about Shula Burgers. I want to thank the other folks at UHealth. My new friend Lee Phillips, Michelle Hernandez, Lisa Worley, Joanne Leahy are always terrific. And I want to thank, of course, we had Dr. Paula. Dr. Paula was on giving us some great advice. Carlos Rosso, the Condo King. Now, what are some of my best moments? Well, my best moments are people like Rick Komatar from UHealth, who wanted to give me an open craniotomy on the radio. That was great. Josh Hare came in and talked about how stem cells can rebuild the entire body and how we can live to 300 soon. I don't know if I want to be around for that. The Dolphins chats that we had with our friends at the Miami Dolphins when we talked about FanFest and the Dolphin Ride for Cancer. Wayne Partella was terrific at the Dolphins. And, of course, our friends at Spiro Media, April Wiggins was just absolutely awesome. I love talking Gators with Brian Gale. Brian was the best. Brian was the best. Johnny stalking me at events when we go to events is always great. We got to get some video of that, Johnny. Oh, Rick Lassiter, before he got me to the Jimmy Buffett concert, he got me backstage at the Dolphins draft party, which was absolutely terrific. Of course, I already mentioned my meeting with Don Shula, and I've got to tell you, my favorite guest's name, Dr. Lubarski from UHealth. I'll never forget the back and forth with the big Lubarski. Now, what have been some of the topics that we've gone over the past years? My gosh, we've had a soliloquy. Foreclosure defense, debt reduction, buying condos in the condo recovery, healthcare reform, real estate capital, careers and not jobs, government paralysis, social media, and my favorite editorial topic that I haven't even gotten to yet, the local government trying to force people out of their cars. But the number one person I want to thank is you. my listener. Without you, there's no show. Of course, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health, the Aztec Group, Berger Singerman, Social Media 305, the Miami Dolphins, the NFL Alumni Association, True North Financial, Warren Henry Automotive. I always want to thank all of them. Again, I want to thank Juan Gill. I want to thank the people that make this show special. Juan Gill, who has always backed me up and is silently making the show polished up more so every week. I want to thank A. Richard Marks, our national sales rep, who's bringing us national and who soon will help us get our regional network going. And, of course, I want to thank the online voice of Social Media 305 for helping us go and go and go. John brings guests and good ideas. If you want to give us feedback or comments, follow me at Jim Fried or follow the show at Fried on Business. Like us on Facebook, connect with me on LinkedIn, go to our YouTube channel. I can't believe how many hits those videos are getting. The website gets thousands of hits each week. That's Fried on Business. Oh my God, I got Jim Fried on the brain for some reason today. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on that webpage I talked about. And remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. And thank you to everybody. Show 200 is blasting off. 201 next week.